So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a Birds of Prey movie featuring Harley Quinn.
Oh, like she's gonna have a cameo?
No, it's gonna be like 90% about Harley Quinn and how crazy she is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's gonna be like Harley Quinn the movie. Oh, and also, by the way, Birds of Prey.
Well, okay then. So what happens in this thing?
Well, Harley Quinn and the Joker broke up, so now everybody that she wronged wants to kill her since she no longer has his protection.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there are just people coming after her left and right. It's chaos.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and I really want this to focus on Harley Quinn, but I did think it'd be cool if we had, like, a little Joker cameo. Right, yeah, I got your email about that. I actually made a couple calls, got the ball rolling.
Amazing. People are gonna love that.
They sure are. I wasn't sure which one you wanted, though, so I went ahead and got Murr.
What?
Hi, guys. Super excited for this.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
What is going on?
I got you one of the Jokers, just like you wanted. If you wanted Sal, you should have specified Sal. Okay, I meant, like, the Joker, like the Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, now that you say that, that makes a whole lot more sense.
Oh. Whoops.
Whoopsie. All right, Murr, do you think you can find your way out?
Sure. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Okay, he stole my line.
Yeah, he stole it. All right, bye.
Bye.
So can we get Jared Leto then? Oh, yeah, no, I don't want him figuring out my new address. He's gonna start sending me weird stuff again.
Oh, yeah, that's probably smart.
But what about Batman? Are we gonna have, like, a Batman cameo?
Nope, but we are gonna have Bruce. Oh, like, he's gonna show up as Bruce Wayne.
No, Bruce is a hyena named after Bruce Wayne. Oh, so this movie's, like, crazy crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's the deal with this hyena?
It's gonna be there, but then it's not, but then it is again.
I love it. Anyway, so one of the people that wants Harley dead is this bad guy, Roman Sionis.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's evil.
Isn't Harley Quinn, like, kind of evil as well?
Yeah, but this guy's, like, over-the-top evil to make Harley look better to the audience.
Gotcha.
And this guy, Sionis, is, like, running the show in Gotham now in terms of crime.
Where's the Joker?
Out of town or something. I don't know, Florida?
And what about other famous Gotham villains like Penguin or Riddler or Mr. Freeze?
Well, sir, this is Gotham, but also, you know, extremely not.
Oh, okay.
So the Sionis guy captures Harley and he wants to cut her face off because that's a thing he does.
Wow.
But also, he wants this diamond that has, like, a valuable code in it, so Harley's like, don't kill me, I could go find the diamond for you.
Where's this diamond?
Inside a child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this little pickpocket girl, Cassandra Cain, steals the diamond and then swallows it after being arrested, so she becomes just the most adorable plot device. And so this bad guy agrees to not kill Harley if she could go get the diamond?
He does, and then also sends a bunch of bad guys after it, too.
If he wants her dead, why is he doing that? Why not just kill her while he has her?
Because she's the main character.
Right, of course. So anyway, Harley goes to the police station to get this girl and just destroys everybody with a beanbag launcher.
With what?
Like a beanbag launcher. It shoots confetti too. It's really fun.
Don't any of these cops have, you know, guns?
Apparently not. So then she goes to get this girl out of her holding cell.
Do the cops not follow her there?
They do not. So then all the cells open and Harley has to fight a bunch of criminals.
Oh man, how's she gonna get out of that situation?
Well, they all take turns attacking her instead of ganging up, so she's able to fight them off pretty easily.
Very considerate of them.
It is. So then Harley brings this girl to her apartment because she doesn't want the bad guys to cut her open. She just wants her to poop out the diamond.
Oh, valuable poops are tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't she being hunted by everyone, including the police?
Yep, she is.
So then the police bang on the door.
Why would she go to her apartment?
Unclear. And then someone shoots, like, a rocket at her place.
Why did she go home?
So then Harley calls Sionis to be like, all right, let's meet in an abandoned theme park, because that's my brand.
What happens to all the people that were just attacking her apartment?
Unclear. So she goes to this amusement park funhouse thing, and she gets attacked by this cop, Renee Montoya.
Oh, is she one of the Birds of Prey?
She is, and she's wasted because stuff hasn't been going well for her at the police station.
So I guess it'll be pretty easy for Harley to knock her out.
Actually, they go blow for blow. It's a very even fight.
Hasn't Harley been knocking down massive criminals with relative ease? How can she not fight one drunk lady?
Well, Montoya's a more prominent character, which makes her harder to fight.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, then the other Birds of Prey show up too.
And who are they?
Well, there's this one named Huntress, right? And the diamond actually belonged to her family, and they were all killed, and she trained for years for revenge.
Wow, sounds like this should be her movie.
Yeah, super interesting story for sure. Really captivating stuff.
So why isn't this her movie?
Well, she hasn't proven her marketability yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shove her in the background for sure then.
There's also the singer lady who betrayed Sionis, and she goes by Black Canary.
Wow, so the whole team's together?
The whole team's together. So then Sionis shows up outside with, like, an army of bad guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so a bunch of them run into the building to fight these women.
Well, how do they protect themselves from all the gunfire?
Well, these first few waves of bad guys don't actually use guns.
Why not?
Because then the main characters would die.
Right, but that's what the bad guys guys want, right?
Yeah, but that's not what I want, so it's just gonna be hand-to-hand combat at first.
Well, okay then.
So after they beat up those guys, who for some reason were dressed like the band Slipknot, they all stroll out of the funhouse feeling pretty good about themselves.
Isn't Sionis standing right outside with a bunch of bad guys?
He is, so they all get caught off guard.
Do they forget he was there?
Yeah, that's actually something I learned from the writers of Game of Thrones. Turns out you could have characters just kind of forget about massive threats they knew about just moments before.
Well, if there's one thing those guys know, it's how to write an ending, so I'm all in.
Great. And so now the bad guys use guns, so you know, it's really dangerous.
Wow, is it gonna be hard for them to beat them?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Black Canary uses her superpowers and knocks everyone down with her voice.
What?
Yeah, she has superpowers.
Is that something we established or knew about during the movie?
We did not know. I mean, she broke a glass while singing, but that's about it.
How come she didn't use that power as soon as she saw Sionis show up with all his men?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So anyway, then Harley chases Sionis because he stole the valuable constipated child and they blow him up with a grenade.
Wow, 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 wow.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds insane.
Thank you.
And I mean, Harley Quinn is one of our most popular characters right now, so this is pretty much a guaranteed box office hit. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.